Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
So divorce is evil, it's bad, it's damaging, it's cruel, it's destructive, and it's forbidden by God. The solution to your marriage problems is not divorce. And for many people, that's devastating news because it seems like if divorce isn't the solution, there's no solution. I can imagine somebody who's in a hard, painful marriage right now, sitting in here and listening to this, or maybe somebody they've gotten a sinful divorce, they divorced, and now they're split up. And you listen to this sermon, all you feel is just despair or hopelessness or condemnation or perhaps anger or maybe resistance. You just find yourself trying to find loopholes to what I'm saying up here. You're just trying to find exceptions, flaws in my reasoning, something that would make it so what I'm saying here isn't true. Divorce or remarriage seems like your only hope for happiness, and if you can't have that, you just think, oh, so I'm doomed to just live a miserable life until I die? No. Look, divorce isn't a solution, but there is a solution to the agony of a hard marriage. There's a solution to that kind of agony, even if your spouse never changes. No matter what's causing your suffering, whether it be a hard marriage or any other kind of suffering in life, physical problem, emotional problem, consequence of bad decisions, various disappointments, whatever it is that causes your suffering, there's a solution to the pain of any kind of suffering. The solution to our suffering is a wonderful and satisfying solution, but it's a solution that's hard for people to accept because it doesn't always involve relief from the suffering. Relief from suffering. We tend to think of that as the only thing that would be satisfying, but actually, relief is not always all it's cracked up to be. Very often, you can get relief from some suffering and end up just as miserable as you were under the suffering. Suffering comes to an end, you find you're just as depressed as you ever were. We think the solution for suffering is for the pain to stop, pain to come to an end. But bringing it into pain is not a source of joy. You can bring the pain to an end. You can get out of the marriage. You can marry that other person you think is going to be so wonderful and make you so happy. You can get rid of everything that's causing all of your distress in your life. You can do all that and still end up just as depressed and just as unhappy and just as miserable as ever. The solution to pain is not relief. It's refuge, finding refuge in God. Now, someday in heaven, you will have 100% relief from all your suffering. But until then, our hope is not in relief. Our hope is in God as our refuge. Word refuge just, it implies that the trouble is ongoing. It's still going. It's not relief. The trouble's still raging. Psalm 57:1, I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. As of now, I need the refuge because the disaster hasn't passed. A refuge gives you a place in the midst of the trouble. So 25 times in the book of Psalms, God is called a refuge. It's just a huge part of what he is to us. Last 2 weeks, we talked about the joy and satisfaction of soul that comes from fellowship with God. And that joy is more satisfying than the pleasure of sin. You remember that principle? Having joy and contentment and the ability to enjoy good things, even if you have to forego some earthly pleasure, is better and more satisfying even right now than having that pleasure but not having the joy and satisfaction and encouragement and strength and all that. And if you want that principle in just a real simple statement, my kind of shorthand for it when I preach to myself is, Daryl, wouldn't you rather be in a good mood and forego that pleasure than have that pleasure and be depressed? That's the point. the joy is better than the pleasure. And that same joy and that same satisfaction that we were talking about last time is also our hope in suffering. That's what you find when you experience God as your refuge. You have the, you can have the happiness that your soul craves. You can have it. You can have it in this life. But not by eliminating the sources of your suffering. It's by experiencing God as your refuge in the midst of suffering. But to do that, it requires that you give up every other source of refuge. Psalm 118:8, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. You can do one or the other. You cannot do both. You can look to God as your refuge, or you can look to some human solution like divorce or an affair or some distraction or whatever. But as long as you're looking to earthly things for your refuge, you will never find God as a refuge. The only way to experience God as our refuge is to abandon all the other refuges in this world. You do that, you say, okay, God, I believe that if I find refuge in you, if I just experience your presence, that's all that has to happen in order for me to be happy. I believe that, and you truly do believe that. Nothing else changes, but I experience your nearness and favor, God, I will be happy. I know that. That's the only way you can ever find the way into his presence. But as long as you're leaning on or longing for or putting hope in some earthly remedy, and you really, your soul thinks that remedy is the only way I could be happy, then you're not taking refuge in God alone. But when we do take refuge in God alone, two things happen, and I'll just close with this. First, God will give you what you need to endure this suffering. He'll show you how to handle the suffering. Psalm 144:1, praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for battle and war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge. What God does is he gives you rest and strength and renewal and courage and joy and happiness and contentment and fulfillment and satisfaction and all that. And then he shows you how to deal with the problem. He enables you to make right decisions and to fulfill his will and his calling within this hard marriage. He shows you how to handle it. He shows you what to do. He trains your fingers and your hands and your mind to know how to handle it. That's one thing that happens when you take refuge in God. The other benefit, the second thing that happens when you take refuge in God, is you receive the grace that you need to have joy in the midst of your pain. Psalm 91:1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. So you experience God as refuge, you get rest in the deal. You get rest. You find that instead of being so troubled and worried and upset, anxious and agitated and aggravated and everything else, your soul is at rest and there's peace on the inside. We all know the difference between having pain that you can handle just fine and having that kind of pain that just almost makes you panic because it doesn't feel like you can handle it. The difference is peace and rest that come from experiencing God as your refuge. Psalm 91 goes on, verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. So those threats, they're all still out there, but the fear of them is gone. The people in hard marriages, they're afraid. They're afraid of all these kinds of things. You know, what if my spouse leaves me? What if I lose my kids? What if my spouse doesn't leave and I have to suffer this way the rest of my life? What if things get worse? What if I'm never happy again? And then the fear just kind of takes over. But when you experience God as your refuge, that fear melts away. So you get rest and you get relief from the fear, but that's not all. It's not just a lack of anxiety. It's not just that fear and you don't have fear and worry. In their place comes joy and fullness and satisfaction. Psalm 36, 7. How priceless is your unfailing love. Both high and low among men find refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them to drink of your river of delights. When you find refuge in God, it's similar to sitting down and pigging out on a feast. That's the comparison. It's like drinking from a river of delights. That happiness is not out of your reach, and it won't come through divorce. It won't come through deviating from God's way. In fact, as long as you're disobeying God, it won't come at all. But we can't take refuge in God while we're disobeying God and trying to take refuge in our disobedience and our own solution. But if you trust Him and you follow His way that's open to you, and you take refuge in Him, and you feast on the abundance of His house, and you drink your fill of His river of delights, then that's what it means to find refuge. And please don't think of that as taking refuge from your spouse. It's refuge from the suffering, not from your spouse. This is not taking refuge from God is not a retreat from your spouse. It's just the opposite. You can only take refuge in God when you're walking with Him, which means loving, which means it'll come through loving your spouse, not retreating from your spouse. We've covered that in detail in the past. So you strive to experience the nearness of God's presence through loving your spouse as an expression of your love for God. Express your devotion to God and your delight in God through devotion and delight in your spouse so that you're fulfilling both the greatest and the second commandment. And then you will have the joy that your soul craves.
Are you suffering, whether in a hard marriage or any other hardship? It's fine to seek relief within the bounds of God's Word, but far more important is to experience God as your refuge. Immerse yourself in the Psalms and learn everything you can about how to do that, and you will have far more joy than you'll ever get from mere relief. And if you'd like some help with that, help learning how to experience God as a refuge, I've compiled 9 devotionals taken from the book Deeper Knowledge of God and put them on the articles page on treasuringgod.com. So if you'd like to spend the next 9 days, each day with a devotional on God as your refuge, you can find a link in the show notes. Or just go to treasuringgod.com, resources, articles, and then just scroll down to refuge.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.